Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. French leftists win the most seats in legislative elections according to polling projections. AP correspondent Naeong Kim reports.
In a surprise result, French left-wing coalition, the New Popular Front, is projected to finish ahead of Marine Le Pen's far-right party in the parliamentary elections. Leftist leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon tells crowds the results are an immense relief and is demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister. Polling projections have put President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance second and the far right, who took the lead in the first round of elections, in third. The final results for the snap election that was called just 4 weeks ago aren't expected until late Sunday or early Monday. I'm Naeong Kim.
European leaders are looking to safeguard NATO. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Observers say discussions among NATO leaders are largely focused on Donald Trump and whether the former president may be returned to power. They're said to be looking at, quote, Trump-proofing the alliance, working to make the body more self-sufficient, and taking over the U.S. role, organizing support for Ukraine. Trump has sometimes threatened to pull the U.S. out of NATO. There are also concerns over far-right parties making political advances in Europe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said Monday that he would discuss with NATO leaders the distinct threat North Korea poses to Europe by deepening military ties with Russia, warning that Moscow must choose between the two Koreas where its interests lie. Together with Australia, Japan, and New Zealand, South Korea makes up the four Asian-Pacific partners joining in the talks on July 10th and 11th in Washington, D.C. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud conspiracy charge to resolve a U.S. Justice Department investigation linked to two 737 MAX fatal crashes, a government official said on Sunday.
I apologize for the grief that we have caused. And I want you to know we are totally committed in their memory to work and focus on safety for as long as we're employed by Boeing. So again, I'm sorry.
That was Boeing CEO David Calhoun during the Senate hearing. The plea, which requires a federal judge's approval, would brand the plane maker a convicted felon. Boeing will also pay a criminal fine of $243.6 million, a Justice Department official said. Beryl strengthened and once again became a hurricane as it heads towards southern Texas, where its outer bands lashed the coast with rain and intensifying winds as residents prepared for the powerful storm that has already cut a deadly path through the parts of Mexico and the Caribbean.
We're kind of expecting a Category 1 or maybe a Category 2 hurricane. So the wind threat is there, but it's kind of a combination of everything. You know, that 4 to 6 feet of storm surge, the heavy rainfall up to 15 inches in places is also a significant risk.
As the storm neared the coast, Texas officials warned Sunday it could cause power outages and flooding, but also expressed worry that not enough residents and beach vacationers in Beryl's path had heeded warnings to leave. A memorial concert was held in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, on Sunday for those killed in anti-government protests that were sparked by proposed tax hikes. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
At least 39 people died during clashes with police during several days of unrest. The protests became violent after demonstrators briefly stormed Parliament and the police opened fire. Boniface Mwangi organized this concert.
Government is listening now because of the protests. So we are kind of happy, but there's also a lot of sadness because so many people died for the government to listen.
During the concert, there were repeated calls for Ruto to resign. The government has blamed protest violence on opportunistic criminals, but activists say those responsible were thugs hired by politicians to discredit the protest movement.
David Doyle from Reuters. Japan and the Philippines have signed the Reciprocal Access Agreement, a defense pact allowing their troops to enter each other's country for joint military training on Monday. It will take effect after ratification by each country's legislatures. At least 12 people died and 18 are missing after a torrential rain caused a landslide in an illegal gold mine over the weekend in Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, officials said on Monday. 5 survivors have been evacuated. I'm Christina Menenti.